Welcome to the Dell Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Dell questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Dell challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Dell Walmsley.
Who is currently having a great time doing whatever the heck Dell wants to do, because Dell is the Dell. Dell is out vacationing. He took Melissa. They are out doing things that, well, most people would just want to do. Here's the point I want to make. Oh, by the way, my name is Al Gordon. Welcome to the show. I'm sitting in for Dell Walmsley today because Dell is on vacation. He decided he was going to take a couple weeks off. He was going to take Melissa, go do some fun things. And you know what? Good on him, because he's retired. Now, you may not think he's retired because you hear him on this radio show constantly, but I will tell you, he does this as a labor of love, not because he needs the money. Let me be very clear about that. Dell Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited, a real estate investor, education, and mentoring company 35 years ago in Houston, Texas. And what he did was he started helping people understand that there is a better way to retirement than what they're currently doing. And he had the data to back it up. He has the data. I mean, he still has the data. Back then, he had the data. Now he still has the data. The data hasn't changed. The data is still the same after 30 some odd years. What am I getting at? Well, Dell, he was working for the man, just like you. He was trading time for money. He was working, if I recall the story correctly, something like 60, 70 hours a week in the health club industry, making a lot of money for other people. And, you know, he kind of got tired of it. He got tired of it. And he realized that there had to be a better way. So he started looking into different modalities, kind of like you've probably done yourself. Looking at different ways that, you know, he could augment his income or replace his income with some other investment tool. Now, here was the key. The investments that he made, they couldn't take up a bunch of his time, because I already told you he was working, 60, 70 hours per week in the health club industry. So his time was already being consumed. And, you know, people have to go home. They have to eat. They have to sleep. They have to take care of personal business. When you're working 60 to 70 hours per week, it doesn't leave a lot of white space on your calendar for you to do the things that you really want to enjoy doing, right? Because you're doing the things you must do in order to sustain your lifestyle. So investing in real estate made a lot more sense than multi-level marketing or buying a business or doing some of these franchise things or maybe some of the myriad of things that you've looked into that you've kind of scratched your head and you said, I just can't see how that's going to work. And a lot of you have looked at real estate and you're scratching your head and you're just going, I just don't know how to make that work, because you believe that real estate is a time suck. You really believe it. You think that investing in real estate is like having another 40-hour a week job. And I'm here to tell you that's not true. It's not true at all. You also think that real estate takes a ton of money, that you have to have $1 million in order to make $1 million. And I'm here to tell you that's not true either. You don't need $1 million to get started. You do need to have some money to get started. Let me be very clear about that. So if you don't have any money to get started, you need to start working on setting money aside. You heard me correctly. Setting money aside. A new concept to many of you. What am I getting at? Well, I'm talking about the concept of savings. You need to start saving money. Now, some of you are thinking, saving money? Why would I do that? Why would I save money? I mean, I've got a retirement fund, so I'm good. I've got an emergency fund, so I'm good. I'm working. I'm getting an income, so I'm good. Well, we just identified a savings plan, and you're looking at the radio with a dumb look on your face like, what? I didn't tell you I had a savings plan. Okay, now technically you told me you had a savings plan because you have an emergency fund. Usually that's money that's set aside 1 to 6 months of necessary money in case you lose your job, right? Because that is a big threat out there. That is a big threat. Many of you have gone through it. You know what it's like. That's why you have an emergency fund. But you don't add to that emergency fund. Once you get that emergency fund to where it's at, you stop contributing. You take whatever money that would go there and you spend it somewhere else. But there is another savings plan that we've identified that you haven't identified. I've identified it, but you haven't identified it yet. You want to know what it is? Your 401k. Yeah, you heard me correctly. Your 401k. For some of you, it's labeled an IRA. What am I getting at? I'm getting at those things are glorified savings accounts. And you're thinking, no, not at all, man. Those are investments accounts. I mean, they have the word investment in the title, right? Like a 401k is a retirement savings. Uh-oh, there's the word retirement savings investment account. It has the word savings in it. What about the IRA, individual retirement account? Okay, there's no savings in that. It uses the word individual, but not investment. Amazing. All right, why don't we pick these things apart a minute and let's figure out what they really are. How do you contribute money to these things? Now, I'm serious. How do you contribute money to these things? Well, the first thing that you did was you sat down with a financial planner, right? Sat down with that nice financial planner. You talked about the future. You talked about goals and objectives and things like that. And they said, you know what? We've got a great thing for you. We've got this type G fund or this type A fund, or we've got this thing over here. Or we've got that thing over here. And what we're going to recommend you do is that you take a portion of your income, you send it directly to us being the financial planner, and we will take that money and we will put it into a retirement account for you. Did you hear anywhere along that description, did I say the word investment? And that's the point. You don't know what you're invested in. You have no idea. You are investing your money into a savings account. Let me be crystal clear with that. It is a savings account. If I were to tell you, or if I were to ask you, probably asking is a better way to do this. If I were to ask you, what are you actually invested in your investment portfolio? The majority of you would tell me, well, I'm in XYZ brand C fund. Okay. XYZ brand C fund. What is XYZ brand C fund buy? You have no idea, do you? You absolutely have no idea. In 2020, the average 401k plan offered 17 different investment options. So your financial planner is giving you, on average, now some give you more, some give you less, they're giving you on average 17 investment options. And participants, that would be you. You are a participant. That's how they label you, as a participant, not as an investor, but as a participant. You typically invest. I'll use the word invest because that's the word you want me to use. But technically, you're just sending money to a savings account. And what they do is they take that money and they buy into one or maybe two or possibly three different funds that your money is going into. In 2021, large 401k plans offered an average of 28 investment options, with about 13 being equity funds, 3 being bond funds, and 9 being other types of funds, such as maybe a target date fund or some other nomenclature. Do you know what kind of fund you're in? You may not even know what kind of fund you're in. What is XYZ Brand C fund? I don't know. I made it up. See, that's how this stuff works. You know, I've got another source from 2019 that indicates the average number of investment options offered was around 10, with participants typically selecting a smaller subset. So what I'm getting at is you're thinking that you're investing into an investment. And you technically are. I mean, you're technically buying into a fund account, which has the ability to go up in value, but it also has the ability to go down in value. So there's volatility in that account. And maybe it's that volatility that makes you think you're actually investing in what you think you're investing in. But here's another problem. That plan that you're following, that plan takes 20, 30, maybe 40 years in order to run full cycle. And then along the way, you're going to have a problem. And I didn't tell you about the problem, but I'm going to tell you about the problem right now. The problem is you're going to have a bag of money. You will have saved up a bag of money. Notice I'm using that word saved again. Again, you're saving your way to retirement, not investing your way to retirement. You're saving your way to retirement. So you're going to save all this money, and then somewhere in your golden years, you're going to stop working. You're going to cut off that supply of income, and you're going to live off that bag of money. And you're going to put your hands together, and you're going to pray that that money doesn't run out before you do. Because that could be a problem, right? Imagine you in your 80s spending the last dollar in your glorified savings account, and all you have left is whatever you get from Social Security. What does that do to your plan in your later years? I think it implodes it. I think it takes everything that you were trying to do in retirement and implodes it. And then you start looking at, what do I do now? How do I do this? How do I survive on Social Security? Maybe I have to move in with my kids. Maybe I have to become the Walmart greeter. Maybe I just have to go back to work. That is happening to senior citizens today. If you don't think that's true, go to your local grocery store. Go take a look at who's bagging your groceries. In my local grocery store, I've got a bunch of young kids bagging my groceries and a couple of senior citizens that I know are older than I am because their hair is whiter than mine. It's a problem for them. It's a problem. I've actually talked to some of these senior citizens that are bagging my groceries because I'm kind of curious and I'm nosy. And I find out something happened in their retirement years that caused them to have to go back to work. And it's always the same thing. It's always, yeah, the money ran out. There wasn't enough money in the savings account. And they call it a savings account. Well, they use the term 401k. One of them used IRA. But it's the same problem. It's the same problem. And here's the root of the problem. You're trying to live off a finite amount of money that you deplete every month that you're alive. And you don't know how long you're going to live. So you may consume too much money in the beginning years of your retirement, and it may cause you problems in the latter years of your retirement. Don't have that problem. Okay, I'll fine. Don't have that problem. So how do I not have that problem, Al? Real estate. Real estate is the answer. Real estate is an investment. You're actually investing money into an asset, and that asset is paying you five or six different ways. It's a lot different than what you're currently doing. Real estate will pay you monthly or quarterly, depending on the type of asset that you're invested in. It's going to pay you a lot different than that 401k. How much did that 401k pay you this month? Well, my 401k went up. No. Just because your 401k went up, that doesn't mean that it paid you any money. When I say paid you money, I mean put money into your personal checking account. Money that you can use on anything that you want. See, the money that might be made within that 401k stays in that 401k. It doesn't transfer to you. It's part of the mechanism of the 401k. It's part of the problem as to why you're not really investing. You're on cruise control. You're sending money to an entity that's putting money into a savings account that has a mutual fund component to it. And that mutual fund has lots of stocks in it. So again, when I ask you, what are you invested in? You don't have any idea. You have no idea at all. Did you know that equity mutual funds typically hold anywhere from 50 to 150 different stocks? That's a lot of stocks. What do you know about those companies? I mean, after all, if you're invested in 50 to 150 different stocks, you should know something about those companies. You don't even know what companies they are. You have no idea. See, if you ask me what I'm invested in, I can tell you. I can tell you emphatically what I'm invested in. Now, I actually have my investment capital in two places. You want to hear where it's at? Multifamily apartment communities. And I could rattle off the names of the communities, where they're located, what the cash flow is, what the equity participation is on those properties, because I know I've got a spreadsheet. I track that stuff. But you don't track that stuff. I can tell you that I have money in cash. And that money is sitting in a high yield savings account that doesn't require me to keep that money in there for anything longer than like 12 hours. That keeps the money liquid so that when I find a piece of real estate that I want to buy, my money's available to me. See, I'm an investor. I am a sophisticated investor, meaning I have knowledge of how to do it. I'm an accredited investor, meaning I have the financial wherewithal to do it. And more importantly, I'm a Lifestyles Unlimited member. And I learned how to do all this stuff when I became a member back in 2017. And I told you I was going to tell you how I do all this stuff, and I just did. I joined Lifestyles Unlimited, and I let them take the wheel and show me what right looked like. And I'll tell you what, they showed me what right looks like. And I haven't looked back. I retired myself in 2 years by doing the things that Lifestyles Unlimited teaches us to do. And you can get a similar result. Now, most people take about 5 years, but I was desperate. I was very desperate. So I got it done in two. Hey, when we come back from the break, I'm going to talk to you about some real estate. Stick around.
Teaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. My name is Al Gordon, proudly sitting in for Del. And I'll tell you what, I'm having a blast. I'm having a blast because I'm getting the opportunity to communicate with an audience that I don't normally get the opportunity to communicate with. Now, I host a sister show to this particular radio show. It's called the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And I have two other hosts that assist me with getting all of the content done. And here's the thing. The three of us that do that, it's Mike, Andy, and myself. We're all retired. We're all real estate retired. We're all enjoying our life. We all retired ourselves by doing what Del Wamsley, the guy who normally is sitting in this chair, taught us to do with regards to investing. And what he taught us to do was to stop doing what everybody else was doing. Exactly what you're doing, what everybody else is doing. He taught us about real estate. He taught us about the different ways real estate makes us money. Now, when I pick on you, because I'm going to pick on you right now, because we're having fun, so I'm just going to pick on you. It's all in fun. It's all in jest. But when I ask you, how does your mutual fund pay you? You probably scratch your head because it doesn't pay you in the traditional sense. It doesn't. It does not. Not like real estate does. Did you know that real estate pays you cash flow? That's income that you earn off of the asset. It's calculated and paid monthly, sometimes quarterly, depending on the type of investment you're in. but it pays you cash flow. If the asset does not cash flow, guess what you do? Well, it's really what you don't do. You don't buy it. You do not buy an asset that doesn't cash flow. And here's why. You're going to use that cash flow to replace the income that you make by working so that you can get to a place of retirement. That's the secret. I just told you the secret to success right there. There it is. You replace income. Earned income gets replaced by passive income. Earned income is the money that you go to work and trade time for money for. Whatever you're doing for your employer, you're doing that work. They in turn are paying you weekly or monthly or quarter, however they pay you, but they pay you, right? And when they pay you, a portion of that money that they pay you goes to your mutual funds, right? Because you're quote unquote investing. I'm different. I don't work for somebody else to make money to live off of. I don't need to do that anymore. I've replaced my income with the passive income that comes from real estate investing. It's considered passive because you're not doing anything for it. Let me be very clear about that. You're not doing anything for it. You have put things into motion that are in motion that are working on your behalf. When you buy a rental house, just one rental house, and when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, we're going to teach you the process that you go through in order to acquire, renovate, and put back into service that rental property. Very important that you go through that education, because without paying attention to that education, you're going to be lost. I'm telling you, you're going to be lost. So this is the one class that you want to pay attention to in your life, because this is the one class that's going to change your life. Period. End of story. Passive income that comes from that rental house comes in whether you're thinking about that rental house or you're not. You have something called a lease, which is a business agreement between yourself and another party that chooses to live in the asset that you own. They do not own the asset. They are leasing the asset from you. They are paying you a portion of their income every month on the first of the month, because that's when rent is due, for the benefit of having a clean, functional place to live. And they're willing to give you, in many cases, a third of what they make in exchange for that right. And if you've got a nice property that somebody wants to live in, and those are the types of properties that we lease out, nice properties that people want to live in, when you've got that, people tend to respect it. They do, because they trust me, when people, and you know, you've probably rented yourself. When you go out and you're looking for a place to live and you've got a certain price point, you look at the good, you look at the bad, and you definitely look at the ugly. And they're all at the same price point, right? It's weird that people with trashy properties think that they can get maximum rents in a marketplace. All those trashy properties do is make my property look that much more attractive. People want clean and functional workforce housing. They don't want a major mansion. They just want a place to go home to every night, a place that they can call home, a place where they can raise their family, a place where they can lay their head, prepare their meals, and do the business of being an American. And people like me, and soon you, are the people that provide that housing. Because when the government tries to provide housing, that's ugly. That's ugly. Yeah, the government's involved in housing. They're involved in, you know, low-income housing. And it's always a train wreck. It's always a train wreck. They don't know how to own and operate properties. They really don't. Even though they've got all that tax money available to them, they don't know what they're doing. They always run those properties into the ground. But a Lifestyles Unlimited member who owns multifamily properties, those properties usually look really, really good. They usually look better than what a similar property in its asset class looks like in the same general neighborhood. Now, I'm not saying that we overimprove our properties. We do not do that. We don't waste money on improvements that don't need to be made. But we do spend money on improvements that must be made. Improvements that increase the livability and the desire for somebody to rent from us. Our properties, I'll just tell you. If you go to one Lifestyles Unlimited property, and then you go to another, then you go to another, you start noticing a trend. You start noticing that everything's kind of the same. Now, the colors may change. The physical location changes. But everything else seems to be the same. I'm not going to get into the details about what those things are. But understand that there's a pattern. There's a pattern to the way we do business. Because we're all following the same business model. Now, we customize that business model to meet our individual needs. But at the root of that model is everything that Del Walmsley, the guy that's normally sitting in this chair, put together 35 years ago and started teaching to people like you and I. It is time-tested knowledge. It is time-tested wisdom that works. Dell has been retiring people for the last 35 years. I'm just one of the, 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited that have achieved that result. And I'm not alone. Trust me, I'm not alone. I've got tons of friends that are part of the Lifestyles Unlimited community that have done exactly the same thing. And get this, I've got even more friends that are in the process of doing it. And I'm here to tell you, I'm watching people retire themselves. I'm watching people go through the process of buying, restoring, and putting back into service rental real estate. I'm watching them change their lives one asset at a time. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to share with you a real estate asset that is available in the general marketplace. The reason I know it's available is because I've got access to the Lifestyles Realty team, and they sent me this particular property. And wow, it's actually a pretty nice looking property. Now, when I say pretty nice looking property, what do I mean by that? Am I looking at like the color of the property? Like what color is the house painted? Is there grass in the front? What color is the interior? No, I'm not looking at any of that stuff. And you're probably going, well, why not? Why are you not looking at that? Well, number one, that information wasn't sent. What was sent to me was data about a particular asset. There's no pictures. So I've got no frame of reference to determine much about this property other than what was sent to me in the email. But based on what I see, this is a nice asset. This is a nice asset that a Lifestyles Unlimited member will likely buy and put into their portfolio. So what am I seeing that's making me go, oh, pretty cool? Well, it's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-car garage house, which is like the perfect model for what we look for. We're always looking for the 322. I mean, we'll buy a 311. We'll buy a 320. We'll buy a 311. Yeah, you know where I'm going. But the perfect property for us is the 322. And this one's got it. It's also 1,514 square feet. Now, square footage wise, we look for properties that are around 1,500 square feet. What we know is if they're smaller, they may not meet the needs of the potential renter pool that's out there. If they're bigger, they may not provide as much cash flow as a property that's in that 1,500 square foot range. Now, we've got a lot of metrics that support that assessment, but I'm just telling you, that's the way we roll. And there's a reason why we roll that way. Become a member and we'll explain it to you too. Now, here's the other thing that I like about this property. It was built in 1995. Yeah, my producer Rick is like, his eyes just lit up because I'm always talking about properties that are like as old as I am. But this property is younger. Built in 1995, it's only 30 years old. So what's wrong with the property? A lot. There's a lot wrong with this property. And here's why I know there's a lot wrong with it. The realtor told me that this particular property, in the market that it's at, is worth about $244,000. $244,000, all fixed up in that particular neighborhood. But I can buy that property for only $80,000. Now, you're thinking to yourself, there must be something wrong with that property. And yes, there is something wrong with that property. As a matter of fact, there's a lot wrong with that property. This thing is what we would consider in the Lifestyles Unlimited community a heavy lift. What is a heavy lift? A heavy lift is a property that's going to take maybe 3, possibly 4 months to renovate. And this is one of those properties. As a matter of fact, when I did my analysis on what needs to be repaired, there's a lot of things that need to be repaired. Foundation's bad. The roof's bad. It's missing some drywall in the interior. It's going to need paint interior, exterior wise. The kitchen needs some work. The bathroom needs some work. So this thing needs to be pretty much gone over with a fine tooth comb. I'm pretty sure the air conditioner is too old to remain in the property. So that's probably going to need to be replaced. So yeah, it's a heavy lift. As a matter of fact, I calculated the rehab on this property at about $106,500. However, when we calculate the amount of money that we need in order to acquire this asset, we only need to put $19,500 into this deal. $19,500. Now, some of you are thinking, well, that's a lot of money, Al, but not in relation to a property that's worth $244,000 all fixed up. Effectively, we're buying this property for 8%, 8 cents on the dollar. We're not putting 20% down. We're putting 8% down. We're capturing $47,500 of additional equity. Additional equity. That's the difference between the after repair value of $244,000 and our all-in cost for acquisition, for repairs, closing, holding, the whole enchilada. An additional $47,500 in equity. That represents a 244% return on capital gain based on a $19,500 investment. That gives us $67,000 in total equity. Do you think you can make money doing this? Well, I think you can. The other thing I want you to know is that this property produces $306 worth of cash flow. When you annualize that, that's $3,672 of income that you can spend on anything you want. It doesn't have to go back into the retirement account unless you choose for it to do that. That represents effectively a 19% cash-on-cash return on investment. This is a great deal. This is a deal that will pay you money today and tomorrow. This is the kind of property you need to have in your portfolio. You want to do what I'm doing? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com. When you get there, sign up for that free workshop and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Dell's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.